Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 15, Narada and Angira instruct King Chitraketu, text number 8. Deha dehi vibhagoyam aviveka krita pura jati vyakti vibhagam yo yatha vastuni kalpita deha dehi vibhagoyam aviveka krita pura jati vyakti vibhagoyam yatha vastuni kalpita. Dehi dehi vibhagoyam aviveka kritak pura jati bhakti vibhagoyam itavasini kalpita. Ladies, deha dehi vibhagoyam aviveka kritak pura jati vyakti vibhagoyam yathavasini kalpitaha. Deha dehi vibhagoyam aviveka kritak pura jati vyakti vibhagoyam yathavasini kalpitaha. Deha of this body, dehi, and the proprietor of the body, vivaga, the division, I am this, aviveka, from ignorance, krita, made, pura, from time immemorial, jati, of the class or caste, vyakti, and the individual, vibhaga, division, I am this, yata, just as, vastuni, in the original object, kalpitaha, imagined. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Divisions of generalization and specification, such as nationality and individuality, are the imaginations of persons who are not advanced in knowledge. Please repeat. Divisions of generalization and specification, such as nationality and individuality, are the imaginations of persons who are not advanced in knowledge. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Actually, there are two energies, material and spiritual. Both of them are ever-existing because they are emanations from the eternal truth, the Supreme Lord, because the individual soul and the individual living entity has desired to act in forgetfulness of his original identity since time immemorial, He is accepting different positions in material bodies and being designated according to so many divisions of nationality, community, society, species, and so on. Dehi deha vibhago yam aviveka krita pura jati vyakti vibhago yam itavasini kalpitaha. Divisions of generalization, specification, such as nationality and individuality, are the imaginations of persons who are not advanced in knowledge. Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyadhyade Sitarne. Here mentions that material existence, or at least our material existence, is based upon our imagination. Not imagination in the sense that something doesn't exist, but in the sense that we're thinking something to exist which really doesn't exist, and we're not aware of what actually exists. For instance, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Anadidvan nirgunadvat paramatmayam avyam sharira stopikuntiya na karoti nanalipyate. That one who can see with the eyes of knowledge or eternity can see that the soul is eternal, transcendental, and beyond the modes of material nature. Despite contact with the material body, Arjuna, the soul is neither doing anything nor is he entangled. So this is something to meditate upon. That, number one, we're not doing anything. Of course, that has to be modified because that goes against our common sense that we're not doing anything. If we weren't doing anything, how did we wind up here? Or how do we get another body if we don't do anything? We don't do anything in the sense that we're not the direct cause of the material activities. When I move my hand, it's not that I am the one who's moving the hand. It is being done according to my desire and what I deserve. We can understand something about what we deserve because whatever body we have, we can understand that's what we deserve. We deserve to get this body. It wasn't an accident. Nor did the stalk bring us. We were put into a body according to our past karma. And this is what we deserve. If you want to find out what your karma is, just look in the mirror. And what we desire, for instance, I'm desiring to move this hand. Obviously, if the hand just started to go like that, and I was thinking, well, stop, we'd be in trouble. But I have some control of the senses, therefore I'm desiring right now to move my hands in a certain way. I'm desiring, and there is other factors besides just my desire. Therefore, Krishna says, adishtanam tata karta karanam cha pritag prishtam. That adishtanam tata karta karanam cha pritag vidan vividas cha pritag testa daivam chaivatra panchamam. There are five factors. And the karta, the soul who's desiring, is only one factor. And he's not the most, well, he is in one sense the most important factor because if we didn't desire to be in the material world, we wouldn't be here. Easier said than done, of course. All right, I don't desire to be in the material world. Right now we have little choice what our desires are because desires are actually being supplied to us right now. We're so much in ignorance that we have no conception of what real desires are. And even if we did, it doesn't mean that spontaneously we're going to manifest them. So now we're dependent upon dovetailing our desires. Actually, in the spiritual world, it's not so much different. But there, our desires are dovetailed with Krishna's desires and Krishna's devotees' desires. So we're practicing here. That's called sadhana bhakti. How to practice dovetailing our desires with Krishna and his devotees' desire. Of course, the desire of Krishna and is the desires of his devotees are the same. And if we don't do that, then this body which we were supplied with comes equipped with a whole set of desires all lined up one after another to appear before us and direct us in many different varieties of ways. Sometimes there are different desires that arise that are contradictory. And then we have so-called free choice, whether we want to hang ourselves or stab ourselves or take poison. We have a choice, either one, if that's the choice. We have a choice. Either we can sometimes choose the mode of ignorance, choose the mode of passion, or rarely choose the mode of goodness. We have some choices as the different desires appear before us, and according to our choice, we'll wind up in some body in the future, according to the varieties of choices we have. Just like bees, they go out into the field and they gather different types of pollen. And according to the flowers that they've gathered the pollen from, when they come back and make the honey, that's the taste of the honey. Similarly, we're becoming involved in so many different desires, and when they accumulate, they form a certain type of karma, and in the future, we have to taste that karma as it combines together. On the other hand, we can also dovetail our desires with the desires of Krishna, and when we do that, the result is we become conscious of Krishna. And becoming conscious of Krishna, then gradually we realize that we're not the doer, nor are we actually entangled. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parichaya, Mame Kam Sharanam Braja, Ahang Tong Sarapapevyo, Mokshi Syami Masuchaha. Masuchaha, don't worry. Worrying itself is a type of conditioning. We may think we're a good person because we're in anxiety, but we're a fool because part of our ignorance is our anxiety. Because we don't have sufficient faith in Krishna, and we don't have sufficient awareness of the fact that we're not the doer, nor are we entangled in the material world. Therefore, we become absorbed in anxiety rather than in Krishna consciousness. Of course, Prabhupada sometimes would say there's also transcendental anxiety, the anxiety that comes in trying to please Krishna. So we can try to, if we are addicted to anxiety, then we could try to dovetail that type of anxiety. Oh, Krishna's dress should be clean, or the offering has to be on time, or we have to distribute more books, or I have to keep my room clean, or I have to be in this appointment at this time. That may be anxiety, but if the ultimate end is Krishna, then it's Krishna anxiety. But it should be Krishna anxiety, not that I'm in anxiety, but Krishna's not there. No, if I'm actually in anxiety and it's Krishna anxiety, then I should be in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it's just plain old good material anxiety. The whole aim is to become conscious of Krishna. If I'm conscious of Krishna, then I'm making progress. If I'm conscious of Krishna, in the mood of devotion. And part of devotion is to give up all these different shelters. Because as long as we're in anxiety, as long as we're misidentifying ourselves with this body, we'll have so many material needs. And those material needs just expand themselves in our material conceptions of being belonging to a certain race or a certain nationality, a certain family. They're just extensions of our anxiety. Basically, we're afraid we're not going to get something to eat. That's what it boils down to. All this elaborate society, friendship, and love is all about just trying to make sure we get our daily meal and a place to sleep. And there's a bonus if we can do it peacefully and have a little sense gratification along with it. That's the extra, the cherry on top of the pie. But ultimately, it just boils down to that. It's just a business. We're in a business with each other, trying to assure each other, don't worry, you'll eat nicely today, and there's a place, nice, warm place for you to sleep. And as soon as that is threatened, then our so-called society, friendship, and love breaks apart, and we look for another society, another friendship, another love that will ensure us, yes, we'll give you something to eat today and a nice place to sleep. Of course, in your next lifetime, you may have a nice place to sleep along with your other friends in that little litter that Mother Cocker Spaniel gave birth to. So today you have society, friendship, and love in America. And if you're attached to America, you may come back in America but not necessarily as a human being. Therefore, the conclusion is this blind adherence to some material conception of life, just ultimately to take shelter of it, to ensure our continual sense gratification, is a mistaken conception of existence. Instead, one has to develop some spiritual conception. And of course, in this age, we have the holy name to keep us occupied in devotional service if we utilize that opportunity to chant Hare Krishna and to try to become free from anxiety. Not to think, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, but I have so many things to worry about. And if I don't worry about them, then the ceiling will fall down on my head. It's my worries that keep the ceiling up in the sky. No, to just give up our worries and to become receptive to the holy name, receptive to whatever we're doing. Just like Naikat Mahaprabhu was saying, when we're hearing the Dhammastika prayer, when we're reciting it, then we should take it seriously. That here is, we should even use our imagination. If we're actually hearing that here is a rope that Mother Yashoda is tying Krishna with, and that same abdomen that Mother Yashoda is trying to tie Krishna's abdomen with a rope, has given birth to Lord Brahma, four-headed Brahma, on a lotus flower which is the size of the universe. So how do you wrap a rope around a lotus flower the size of the universe? Very difficult to get such a rope. But Mother Yashoda is doing it, and ultimately she's bounding Krishna with that rope due to her ecstatic love for him. So we should think about that and meditate upon it, and it'll certainly take us in a different space, a different type of consciousness than if we read the New York Times. If we read the New York Times or any other mundane literature, it is all meant just to put us in anxiety for the most part, just to put us in bewilderment in the Bali conception of life, having some allegiance to some material conception, to our body or our family or our nation. Not that these things should be neglected. There's such a thing as duty, but we should not be in anxiety about these things because they're products not only of my imagination, my conception of them is imaginary, and everyone has their imaginary conception of what's going on. And often one person's imagination is completely different from another person's imagination. Husband and wife are living together for 50, 100, 70 years, and they have completely different understandings of what's going on. So we're living in a bubble of imagination, but this transcendental literature is meant to bring about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. So such literature is heard and sung and accepted by persons who are thoroughly honest. So if we're actually honest that I'm a spiritual soul, 1/10,000th the size of Tipperary size, and that I'm transcendental to this material nature, what do I really have to worry about? And I should look. Some thoughts come in my mind that's putting me in anxiety. I have to measure that thought in the spotlight of knowledge. And if it's just a thought of darkness, it'll just go away in the spotlight of knowledge. Therefore, we have to become conscious of what our desires are arising and what desires should be arising, and we should utilize that spotlight of pure knowledge coming from this Vedic literature. And it'll expose so many of our conditioned tendencies. And by doing that, by ultimately accepting to take shelter of Krishna and being receptive to the holy name and the pastimes, form and pastimes of Krishna, then the result is that we'll live in Krishna consciousness. We'll see, not only during class or 5 minutes after class, throughout the whole day or gradually throughout, it'll expand so that we'll be able to remember Krishna and be able to become free from anxiety that I'm going to die and I'm in a miserable condition, and I have so many problems, and this and that and this other thing, and I made a little progress, and how proud I am, or how great I am. All these different crazy thoughts will gradually cease to exist, and I will actually live in Krishna consciousness as servants of Krishna, moment to moment, rather from once in a while to once in a while. So that takes some practice, and that's what we're engaged in. It's called sadhana bhakti. So, thank you. Any questions? Yes, through the Karma Pro.
In the translation of the verse, it said that individuality is just an imagination. It sounds puzzling, you know, given that.
Well, our material personification or persona is an imagination for us. It's not that it doesn't exist, but we're imagining that it's ourselves. That's an imagination. If you put on, just like today is Halloween, so many people will dress up. Maybe even Frankenstein will dress up as Dracula or something, his friend. But he's Dracula, he's not Frankenstein. But he's imagining himself at that particular time to be Frankenstein. Or other people will dress up as, you know, the Wicked Witch of the West or something. And they'll imagine themselves that's who they are. They'll have to try and play that part for some time. But it's not their real, it's not their identity. It's not their real persona. So similarly, we put on this suit, this body with its subtle aspect and intellect, gross and subtle aspects, and we're imagining that's really ourselves. This is my personality. This is my conception of life. This is my mental state. This is my physical body. But it has nothing to do with our real selves. It's just an imagination that we're identifying with it.
So there's a real individuality?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
We have a spiritual identity, one in five, usually four rasas. We have a spiritual body, spiritual consciousness, spiritual intelligence, everything. But it's we're asleep right now. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. You talked a lot about imagination. Someone may counter that you're saying the material world, my life is illusory or it's imaginary. But reading your Vedic literature, there seems to be a lot of pretty incredible stories. And what experience do you have that it's not imaginary?
Because I read Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita said my body's changing. And that's my experience. Bhagavad Gita said I'm not changing. And that's my experience, so it must be right. Its first premise is right. It says that there is intelligence behind this universe because we can see the organization behind it. So I can see that. So they're right. Everyone else is wrong. Very simple. Yavat sanjayate kinchit satvam stavara jangamam kshetra kshetragaya samyoga tadidi bharatarshiva. An intelligent person, he understands that the material nature is only a combination of the field activities and the knower of the field. So that's what we can perceive. See so many knowers of the fields and so many fields, and that's it. That's all that's going on here. Is that right? Yes.
In the verse, it says that the divisions of individuality and caste divisions as well, they're the imaginations of persons who are not advanced in knowledge. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he himself created this. And in Vishnu Purana, it says that following this system is the only way to please him. And our founder, Acharya, told us that it's the remaining 50% of his mission. So how do we reconcile all those three?
Vanashram? Well, I don't... Well, you're asking me, so I'll tell you what I think. I don't think Prabhupada meant that Vanashram is 50% of his mission, because he certainly didn't spend 50% of his time on it. Although it's certainly an important part, of helping people to come to Krishna consciousness. And I guess in a certain context, we could say it was 50% of his mission, in the sense that most people are completely absorbed in Maya, and they won't be able to accept even the simple philosophy of Krishna consciousness very easily, the fact that Krishna is God and that we're his eternal servants. Therefore, some arrangement has to be there so that the masses of people eventually will be able to get the opportunity to make some progress towards the platform where they could understand that they're eternal servants of Krishna. Therefore, when this society or some leaders in the future of the society are able to control the society, then they'll institute Vanashram in order to help the general mass of people make progress towards Krishna consciousness. But for ourselves, who are engaged in devotional service, well, Prabhupada also, he wanted, for instance, that we should have some kind of economic system where we don't, especially the householders or the brahmastras, those who are a combination of the grihastas and the brahmacharyas are called brahmastras, that they have some opportunity to engage in, to get the necessities of life without getting involved in bad association, so they can maintain their Krishna consciousness and make some spiritual progress. So it's applicable to us, but not in the same way. We're not going to establish a very elaborate system of, I mean, there's no need for kshatriyas. There's no need for, you know, for all the elaborate details of implementing the Manu Samhita within our society. But some arrangement should be there so that we have the easiest source of economic development and that we're able to avoid unnecessary sense gratification so we can peacefully go on with the real mission of life, that is to occupy ourselves in chanting Hare Krishna and to spread Krishna consciousness in the society in general. So the major mission is a transcendental revolution, as Prabhupada said, to change the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization, especially through a cultural revolution. That has to be our main emphasis, spearheaded by book distribution. And in the meantime, we can, some opportunity should be there for developing of something like Vanashram, especially where we can get our necessities of life, food and shelter, without much anxiety, without depending upon this mistaken, demoniac economic system. But we're not going to have 50% of our devotees, you know, trying to do Vanashram and the other. It's not. We want Vanashram in the sense that we want to have a nice economic system where we can be peacefully engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness and developing it ourselves. But that's not our main mission in life, to establish Vanashram, is to bring people to the holy name and to the lotus, to devotional service. And if Vanashram can help that, that's one of the many things that we'll utilize. Is that all right?
Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.